Hey everyone, I know you're excited to hear all about how Luann reacted to Missy at Ramona's party, and we can't wait to talk with you all about it here for Real Housewives of New York, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So good. Thomas and I quickly agreed that this was the perfect song.
We have that connection.
We have a musical connection.
Yes.
And we couldn't think of something fun to go with the episode, so we thought, since this is a hot new song right now, and it's hot in New York right now, even though it's cold for Roni, It's hot here at AfterBuzz.
Yes.
We're going to talk with you guys all about this episode of Real Housewives of New York, Season 9, Episode 12, Regency Reunion. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can tweet to me or find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner. And tonight I'm joined by Thomas Orlina.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Orlina. I'm working on a very big project that I am really passionate about. So please follow me on social media at Thomas Orlina and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas.
And if you guys want to get well wishes to Miss Megan Stecker, she's out. She's feeling really sick lately. And the last couple days, she's been not feeling well, so send her get well wishes. And Ashley's doing something for the tomorrow show, so she is busy with that. So it's gonna be the two of us tonight.
Yes.
Talking all about this episode. Thomas, give me your initial impression about tonight's.
After everything we've been through these last few weeks, this was really tame, and I kind of enjoyed the pace. I think the producers do a really good job of giving you all those drama episodes, and then tonight, they teased it as there was going to be a lot of drama at Ramona's party, but there could have been a little bit more. But I liked it. It wasn't too much for me.
And you know that I'm always the one that's like, okay, I'm glad when there's zero drama and it's a little bit more even keel.
Were you looking for it?
I was hoping for a little bit more today.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
I wanted more. I wanted that interaction between Tom and Missy and Luann to be bigger than it was. And it was pretty just, you know, typical of what you would expect in meeting somebody's ex or whatever you call that relationship, whatever it is. It seemed pretty low key.
Did we think they threw Ramona a bone? Luann a bone because she had been through so much? Or do you think there was more that went down?
No, I really think that it was just, it wasn't that big of a deal. But they really teased it last week with that. But we didn't even see much of the party. There was only 15 minutes of the end of the episode was Ramona's party. Everything else was Tinsley looking for a house, which was interesting to see.
It was very interesting.
I was glad to see Sonia with Frenchie and then with Rocco, because I think that that's a dramatic part of
what we need to
discuss and what's been going on with her.
Absolutely.
So the episode opens with Tinsley meeting with Carol for lunch. And they are going to start looking for an apartment. She's going to start looking for an apartment. She doesn't want to live with Sonia for forever. And she's got a friend that's going to help her. And she had a little write-up about her in the Post, not page 6.
I was living for that. I was living for that. You know, this is a girl that had everybody's attention. She was like the it girl. It reminds me a lot about like Paris Hilton and like the days where socialites would go to these events and they'd be written about in the press. And I kind of like that they, you know, have an article about her. It's time to refresh. And I agree with what Carol is saying completely. I think that, you know, rebranding, refreshing, and really just reinventing yourself is super important. And I loved seeing them together. It was nice.
Did you think it was, first off, Tinsley got mentioned and Carol was gal pal.
Yeah. You know, I like that too, actually, because Carol doesn't really care about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This was Tinsley's time to get some good press. And in New York society, it's really important to get that press. So, you know, I'm not surprised.
What do you think about Tinsley not wanting to change anything about what she's doing right now?
Oh, you know, I feel like there's a lot going on in her mind, and we'll see that in the next episodes where she kind of has like mini meltdowns and she's starting to unravel a little bit with what has happened with her. But I think with her, she's got to make some changes because, you know, if you just go back to how things used to be, I don't think you're essentially reinventing yourself. I agree with what Carol said. It's more of just wanting to, go back to the past. And I don't think that that's healthy for her.
I agree with you. I think that she needs to, even if it's a slight change, low lights. I mean, it's as simple as that. I'm not a person that would necessarily want to cut my hair either.
Yeah.
But kind of like Ramona changing up her apartment and doing this, she called it edgy. I don't think her apartment looks edgy at all. I think it's beautiful, but I don't think it's edgy.
Yeah. It's modern.
But you, Tinsley could totally update look.
Yeah, I think that.
And evolve.
Snipping up the hair, I know how, I have two sisters, so I know how girls are very protective over their hair, and I have long hair. I actually don't want to cut my hair either. But I get why she doesn't want to cut it, but a little color, maybe a little bit updated style, something just to add to the new Tinsley would be really cool to see.
I can agree with you, and actually, Clementine Diva in our chat said the real topic that we should be discussing is Ramona's ponytail, which
we'll get there.
We will get there because very we important. Have lots to say about it because that was.
I kind of wish that there was extension in it. I'm not a
Me
huge,
too!
I'm not a huge fan of girls in short ponies.
And she always has extensions in.
Yeah.
And it looked kind of like the ends didn't look very healthy. And we've got my dad in the studio tonight, yes. too. Hi, Dad! So we'll maybe get his take on the ponytail since he'll weigh in on what he thought about
very,
that.
Very, very important.
Before we get back to that, we've got Sonia. Frenchie has, you know, popped open the champagne for their little breakfast he's made for her. And she's completely packed and ready to go. And he says that she says he's living with her, not full time.
Yeah.
But spending time there. And then he's going back and forth between France and here. And he's very worldly and he travels. So he's not always there. But I mean, she did say he's completely moved in.
Yeah, I think she's really dancing around what's really happening between her. I think emotionally she doesn't want to feel like a man has moved into her place where she lives and stuff like that. She doesn't want to completely take him under his wing, so I think she dances around what's really going on.
Do you think she's doing that because she has Rocco?
Absolutely. It's strategic. I mean, Sonia knows the game well, and she knows the dating world, and letting Rocco see that another man has moved in while they're still kind of talking, that's not a good thing for her at all.
No. And the interesting part is that it seems like she's being a little bit more honest with Edgar, a.k.a. Frenchie, than she is with Rocco. Edgar knows about Rocco, but he also thinks it's more of a friendly thing. Like she mentioned that they hadn't kissed. They kissed on the cheek or whatever. And he says, as long as it's friendly, and she says she's having fun. When she's no longer having fun with Rocco, then
I'm going to use her words. I think that there's people that you meet that you have fun with, and then there's people that you marry. And I think Rocco is the married, you know, I mean,
the marrying
Rocco,
type?
Yeah, Rocco is the marrying type. You can tell that he's ready. He's done the cheating. He's made the mistakes. He's done all this. He's with this woman who he sees for his future. Obviously, it's such a small circle. There's like Luann getting married. So people know what's happening around town. And I feel like these men want to kind of like take Sonia. She's a gorgeous woman. So to have Frenchie, I don't know.
Do you not think he's the marrying type?
I think he is, but I don't think he's ready for it right now. And I don't really feel like he's kind of showing that. It's kind of like you have a roommate. It's fun, you know? Do you not feel like that?
I don't know.
Please explain.
I feel like he's so into her, and it's so obvious him spending the time with her, making breakfast for her. And that could just be the European culture and that they're a little bit more, clingy is the wrong word, but a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
I guess attentive. I would say attentive. I had dated an Italian guy once and we would go to lunch and he'd be like holding my hand. He's like, oh, you're so beautiful and touch it. And I'm like, let me eat. I'm around food. Let me eat.
Yeah.
But he was very, very sweet. I was like, oh, this is too much.
A little overwhelmed.
All the time. Let's go away for 3 days. And I'm like, that's our second date. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
But I feel kind of like that's how Frenchie is. But I think she likes it because he's doting on her. And I think she enjoys that.
Absolutely. And he's the younger of the two. Let's be honest here. Frenchie is the younger, more refreshing looking person out of the two of them. So it's good for Sonia to be scooping up guys that are on the younger end.
And Charlie's saying there's no way the average woman can sleep with a man and not catch feelings. Yeah, that's very difficult, I feel like.
Totally.
But as far as we know, she's not sleeping with Rocco. Mm-hmm. That's what... Now, that's confusing because I feel like last year that had already happened. Unless maybe it was a drunken thing and now they're taking it slow and actually dating and he's courting her and stuff because they made it seem like there was this kiss, but it was just a kiss and he mentioned he wasn't cheating and all of this stuff too.
Yeah, I feel like they might have had an interaction.
Yes, I think
so. We'll call it that.
I think so too, and I think it's just now they're kind of slowing things down. And maybe because maybe Sonia is being committed to Frenchie and only being intimate with him and not being intimate with Rocco, to be fair to them, because I do think it's okay to date multiple people, but if you really should only be... That's just my opinion. Ladies, gentlemen, do whatever you like.
Look at Sonia, though. I mean, how great for the Real Housewives of New York City for people to see, like, this going on again. It's, you know, we got the married one. Bethany's trying to figure it out. This is Sonia's storyline this year. I mean, mm-hmm. It's really her just getting back to basics and dating. I always felt like the townhouse, like, she was going to have... You know, we were going to see her have to leave it. And it's like every year, I mean, she's still in that townhouse. She's made it happen. Right? Didn't you feel like that in earlier seasons?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to see Sonia move out and all this. I mean, she's really held it together. So good for her on having all these options.
Well, Ramona, talking about the townhouse, let's talk about Ramona's place. She has redecorated. Mm-hmm. She's going to have a cocktail party for the girls. She's invited everyone because she doesn't want to exclude anyone from the party. So even Bethany has gotten an invitation. And Thomas asked me right away, he goes, do you think Bethany's going to go? I said yes, because I thought maybe she would just attend and have something to do and say, hi, I'm here. Congratulations on your new place. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. Last year, we saw her kind of freak out at Sonia and then, you know, come back together, even though Sonia had essentially tried to not steal her brand, but step on the toes of it.
Absolutely.
Which I think business wise, it is far more that's my business.
Yeah.
Personal story. I mean, yes, it's bad, too, but I don't know. I mean, definitely, clearly, Bethany finds that far more unforgivable than Sonia stepping on the business.
I think,
coattails.
Too, with Bethany, she's trying to make a point here. I think she's really tired of Ramona's, like, you know, getting away with all these, like, things that she does. And she just called her out on it. So I'm not making excuse for Bethany. It was her decision to go or not. And she's just kind of, like, saying, you know, I'm not going to be fake.
Engage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I can't fault her for that.
Yeah.
I think the redecoration of the apartment, I think it's so much more beautiful than it was before. It's updated. It's classy. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that they took out the wall? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That really widened up that space.
It just makes it look more modern, but it's still very, very classy. It doesn't look New York. It looks actually more like Beverly Hills,
yeah,
kind of chic.
Yeah, this is LA. Yeah.
But I loved it. I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, me too. I think it... Knocking down that wall really widened that space. And my parents moved out of my childhood home, and we always had this, like, wall where the stove was. They demolished that, and it's just so much more open. The apartment, the house widened up, and her apartment really mm-hmm. widened up.
Yeah.
So good for her, and I'm sure she was living there with Mario, you know? So this is time to just, like, turn a leaf, like what she said.
Yeah,
get something, a high pony.
Yeah, get a high pony. So we've got Tinsley and her mom, Dale. We get another reappearance by Dale. Her mm-hmm. mother's just, I love her. She's just such a cute, like...
Yeah, she's kind of mysterious.
She is,
I want to know more about her. She's very, like, when she shows up to events, she's very, like, hello. She's kind of shy. She doesn't go in for the hugs right away. She's very, I don't know. But she loves Sonia.
I love that they've kind of now brought her into this episode, and we saw mm-hmm. her a few episodes back. And I certainly would not mind her being kind of like a castmate.
A reoccurring.
Like, you know, like Luann, which we saw Luann almost every episode, even when she wasn't a main castmate. But I think that would be interesting because she adds a little different perspective. And she's a housewife.
Yeah, she is.
She'd be a real one.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do with her, because there is no, like, mom
mm-hmm. no.
of a housewife.
And that's what it was before.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Miami, by the way?
Yes.
Super side note. But
yes.
One of the mom, like Mama Elsa, I think,
yes.
was on there.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like what they're doing. Who knows?
I like that. Tinsley and her mom are looking for apartments. They get to the West Village. They see this four-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment for $89.63 a month.
Let's just say $9K.
$9K. Now, here's my thing. She is one woman. She doesn't need four bedrooms.
She doesn't.
There's no need for her to have four bedrooms. I say get a smaller apartment. something more affordable. She says she can afford this because of her family money, and she is working. She's a, what, she say, a business developer?
Yeah.
So she can afford this. I mean, $9,000 a month is crazy.
It is so crazy. I think that the extra money she could do to develop a brand, a cosmetic line, mm-hmm. she keeps talking about these lashes. It's in her intro. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the time to, like, today, Kim Kardashian, she had her lip kit line sold out, and, you know, I'm obsessed with her. You know, we've established this. Yeah, she sold out her makeup line in 3 hours, and she made $14 million. There's a business there for everybody, especially in this day and age with social media. So I think Tinsley needs to follow in the footsteps of Bethany Ramona with her Pinot Grigio and use that extra money to maybe develop a brand.
I absolutely think so. And she's a beautiful, young, she's a perfect spokesperson for herself. Mm-hmm. Like, for her own brand, selling it and the lashes and everything.
I'm rooting for her.
I think it's, I do too, and I think that's a nice ability, that gives her another chance to evolve and reinvent herself, is pouring herself into a business idea that can be lucrative for her and bring her an even more income coming in to pay for this $9,000 a month for the rent. We see her also go to another apartment. The first one was in the West Village. This one was in Uptown. This one's $9,000 a month. It's 1,500 square feet. This one has two bedrooms. This one was my yes. That bedroom was, oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And the shoe closet.
The shoe closet was pretty nice.
Which we know these women need these shoe closets.
Yes, for definitely all of their Tinsley shoes. Does for all those
I
shoes.
Just stuff mine under the bed and they're stacked in my closet. And there's another closet they're stacked in.
I like how Dale said the first house or the first apartment that he looked at, that closet was for just handbags.
Yeah, it was tiny. And it said it was a walk-in. Tiny. I was like, this is not a walk-in. If a walk-in, I better be able to lay down in there.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly have nothing to talk about. But she, you know, Tinsley mentioned that the second apartment was more of her mom style apartment.
Yeah.
I wonder why that, because maybe it felt more classic than modern. And I'm not quite sure what she meant by that.
I think that, like, she and her mom, although they kind of look like they have a lot of similarities, I feel like there's some differences in style. And I think that's why she was just pointing that out to differentiate her style and her mom's style.
Well, and then all of a sudden we see her start to panic, and she's thinking she's moving too fast, and she's feeling overwhelmed by this process, and so many things are changing. And we all understand, and especially in this next episode, next week, we're going to see her kind of going through, getting very emotional again about what happened in Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. She first met the women 5 months prior. Mm-hmm. So this is still fresh for her, for getting arrested and stuff. At the same time, I'm like, girl, you are 42 years old.
I know.
Get it together.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you got arrested. It's over and done with. You've been leading with the fact that you've been arrested. So clearly it's embarrassing. But you can do this.
I think she's missing her old life 100%. I think the image that she built was just so perfect. It was this, like, red carpet darling. And to have to go through what she did through, maybe this is nice that we're seeing the stages of what she's mm-hmm. going through. Because I feel like it's important for us to connect as viewers. If she just acted like everything was great, there would be no appeal there. So
of course.
Everybody she's that's human. Out there that's dealing with, you know, not feeling good about themselves or dealing with something that happened in the past, it kind of makes her a little bit more relatable. And I'm really enjoying Tinsley this season.
Well, and remember, everyone was kind of worried because we didn't see a whole lot of her. And we're like, where's the storyline going? She's living with Sonia. Let's see something. Now we're getting to it. We're almost halfway, or we are halfway through this season. So we're getting to the part where now we've gotten to know her, and now we're diving into the, like, deeper part. When she went on the date with the 23-year-old, it was like, okay, there we go. Now we got the wheels rolling and stuff. So we're going to get more into that, which, like you said, it makes her more human. It makes her more relatable to the viewers.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of looking at apartments, we also get Carol's friend coming in. She's trying to get this new couch. She's had this couch for 60 years. I was kind of wondering, because I'm like, this couch is beat up and obviously not kitten-proof, as we see the kittens, like, sliding from the curtains and everything. And she mentions to the interior designer that if you put tinfoil around the legs of the couch, that apparently it's supposed to not make the cats. And I'm thinking, Carol, no. What, are you going to take it off then when people come over?
Yeah.
No, you're just going to leave it there. It's not going to look good. You need to get something that is cat-proof.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to find something.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, those fabrics that she had kind of overwhelmed me. It was just too much.
Too much. Love the skylights. Yes. Bethany is pretty brutal in the preview for the next episode. She is going to, I think
she is. There was a comment in our chat earlier that says when Bethany is not around, it's boring. And I completely agree. I think Ramona, like what you said tonight, she loves Bethany. So I think she blacked out. That's why the episode was blackout. So okay. We'll see where everything goes. But I do agree with you guys in the chat. When Bethany is not really involved in these like big moments, it kind of gets a little boring.
It does, because she's not that giant personality to take over.
Yeah.
Because she is. She takes over. She's loud. She's very in your face, and she's brutally honest.
Mm-hmm. She had her scenes.
We see her with Frederick, where she tells him to F off because he wants the bar out of this place. And I didn't understand why he wanted it out and why she was so, like, kind of bothered by this until she mentions that the bar cost $40,000 to put in.
Jesus.
So then she's like, it was really expensive to put in to just take it out, and you don't care whether it breaks or not. Like, whether or not she's attached to it, that's still $40,000 you spent. And it still shows that even though she's spending this money, that's still a loss to her. That's $40,000. It's a really nice car.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting. I feel like they're plugging Frederick a lot because, you know, they have their series coming out together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got a few laughs there. I think I even saw Dad laugh a little bit. They're a good match together. And those small things, I mean, to them it's small. $40,000 is small to Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was really funny.
Well, when you think about selling the apartment for $5.25 million and $40,000 is literally small potatoes at that point.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal to all of us. And I was glad to see Bethany actually saying, no, that was $40,000. That's expensive for me to spend on this to not care about it. So glad about that. We have Carol packing for Washington. They're going to go to the Women's March, her and Dorinda.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. in D.C.
That was
Dorinda
great.
And Carol in D.C. And yes. Hannah joins them, too.
I love that. She's very vocal, too. And it's important for, you know, girls that are younger and that are in the newer generation to come out and support and do things like this. So I love that they made a nice little package for that.
And I had some friends go when it was going on and stuff. And there were obviously marches all over. There was a big one in downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. And I had friends bring their kids and everything. So, I mean, it was, especially since we know how involved Carol is with politics and we knew how disappointed most of the women were when the election happened, it was good to see them continuing to follow through with what they believe in. We knew this was probably going to happen. So it was a nice little like insert without it being dramatic and stuff, but just showing that they're still standing by what they believe in.
Yep. Hashtag Women's March.
Hashtag Women's March. We head to Hoboken, New Jersey, with Sonia at the Antique Bar and Bakery on a date with Rocco, who has shut down the restaurant. And this was Frank Sinatra's, one of his like go-to favorite places. And I know we touched on this a little bit, so we're just going to, you know, tie the loose ends up here. Rocco does mention that, you know, in his past when he was younger, he was cheating, but now he's moved past that. And this is where we see Sonia try to explain.
Try. Keyword.
Try to explain Frenchie to him. Yeah. And I feel like she completely failed and she was hiding a lot of stuff. And if I was Rocco, I'd be asking a billion questions because she did not. She's saying that he's making her say all this stuff, but I feel like she didn't really say anything. She just skirted around the issue the entire time.
I would give her an A for dancing around the circle.
Yes.
But C for overall performance because she didn't get away with that one that great.
No, and she mentions that perhaps Frenchie, this is just an infatuation for him, but that Rocco's in it for the long haul.
Totally.
Do you think Sonia's just infatuated? I mean, but it's possible that it's just infatuation for him, for her.
For who? Who are we?
For Frenchie, for Sonia. I don't think that Rocco's infatuated with Sonia. I think Rocco genuinely cares about Sonia and is interested in something with
her. Yes, I think Rocco is ready to propose to Sonia. I really do. I think that could have been a moment where he could have, like, they could have talked about marriage. But where Sonia's head is at right now is she's got this guy from Paris living in her, you know, multi-million-dollar home. It's just, she's in a rough situation here. But like I've said in our previous after shows, I feel like if she doesn't, you know, pick a guy, you're going to be lucked out and you're not going to look as great as you do. Although she looks great, you know, that's why I feel like Luann jumped on Tom, because obviously she didn't want to be lonely, but you don't want to be in New York City at a certain age and be alone. That's like everyone's nightmare. That's my nightmare, even in LA.
Yeah.
So
we've talked about this. Yes. Yeah.
But I wrote down, it gave me anxiety. This whole conversation, the setup, it was just like, ooh, is she like, what is she doing?
Slow sentences and everything. I mean, I do think Rocco is looking for something more from Sonia. And the way Sonia was explaining that, you know, they were in Paris and then they just slept together after this dinner. And he's come back and he really likes her visiting. But she didn't say he's living with her.
Yeah.
They're clearly sleeping together. And obviously Rocco and Sonia are not currently sleeping together because she forgot that they even kissed.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I agree with you. I'm getting anxiety because I want her to pick one. I just don't think she's ready to settle down with Rocco at this moment. And so she's just kind of like with both of them trying to figure it out.
Because Rocco seems like he has everything on her list of things that she wants. And it's sometimes you meet people and it's the wrong timing and that's like the worst.
But don't you think if she really wanted what Rocco was offering, she'd get rid of Frenchie, right? If she really liked Rocco,
well,
she'd want to be with him.
The thing is, I think it comes down to, again, what Frenchie looks like. I think Frenchie is that younger, you know, always there for you kind of guy. And I don't think she's going to just drop somebody that comes in like that. Don't you feel like that?
Well, someone's saying that she feels like Frenchie's fake. He's talking about riding bikes for the miners. I thought that that was adorable and sweet and very endearing. Did you think that was fake or did you think that was him being true to himself?
I think he was being true to himself. I think that
it's romanticized. Sometimes they,
yeah, it's romanticized, especially you're on reality TV. I mean, there's cameras here right now. If there was a camera right there, I'd definitely, you know, vamp it up a little bit. So I think that's what he's doing when he says all that. But I do think that he does that.
So our next scene is we get a little bit of everybody. We get Bethany heading to the Upper East Side, talking to her driver. We get Tinsley, who needs to get rid of her initials of her ex-husband. She's got a tattoo. Sonia's talking about how they never plug in something, so it's never charged. Mm-hmm. Luann is making appetizers for Tom. And then we get Ramona prepping for the party. And this is where pretty much I just took a half page of notes with this whole party situation. She's got catered food.
Speaking of appetizers.
Yes. Talk to me about some appetizers.
You know what? When I hang out with my friends, we're like, I'm so into using all these apps and all these different things, but we got to go into Denny's right now because Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast. I love Denny's. Lunch and dinner dishes, serving our guests whenever they want, whenever they crave it. So now with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always open philosophy that is synonymous with our restaurants and applied it with online ordering, bringing access to our craveable diner fare whenever our guests want. Everything's online now. So Denny's making this move.
You can order it online and it's ready when you get there.
Ready. Genius. Love it. We're always in sync.
So in tune.
Yes. Thanks to our new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. If you're having favorite Denny dishes available at your fingertips 24/7 isn't enough, we've also partnered with Hulu to give our guests a free 60-day trial of the premium streaming service.
Awesome.
That's a really good deal. For a limited time, users who place an order with Denny's On Demand will receive the complimentary Hulu trial and will be able to enjoy their meal while binging thousands of hit shows, premium original content, films, and much more. With Denny's On Demand new online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingertips, so make sure to visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app.
Ah, that sounds amazing. I love me some Grand Slam
breakfast.
Downloading
the app right now. Denny's will be waiting for me in a minute.
Yes.
That's so good.
Gosh, I love Denny's. Those little things that you can dip in they've got like the pancake bites or whatever that you dip in the, okay. Now I'm hungry.
We're going to Denny's after this.
We're going to Denny's. There is one down the street.
Perfect.
Okay, so we've got the party. Let's talk about Sonia's ponytail because it was quite the conversational starter at the party. Every woman that entered this party talked about it. Even the guys did. Talked about this ponytail, and some of them were very polite, and others thought that it looked a little I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden, when she was 24 years old. And I kind of agree with Carol. That's something that severe on a face that's had some work isn't my favorite thing. If she had, like, a bang swept with the hair pulled back, and an extension. It needed extensions because it was just short and kind of choppy. I think it would have been, would have looked much better.
Yes, I agree. But I also want to say Ramona knows how to be a conversation starter type of person. So whether or not she was going to have her hair this way or that way, she knew people were coming to her new house. It's all about Ramona 24/7. So this was a way to get people online, on Twitter, anybody to just even talk about it. So I love her for that because I got to say, I'm kind of similar in that sense. I'll drop a look on you that you'll be like... Damn, that doesn't look that great, but, like, good for him for doing that.
I saw your long hair, and you were polling, and you said, what, 29% yes. said they liked the long hair, and everyone else said they prefer the short?
Yeah, 71% want the short.
Want the short.
So, if you guys actually see my hair, I don't know if I'm going to pull it right now, but it's actually up to here. It's super long, and so sometimes I like to switch it up a little bit. I'm this close to cutting it, but... I might have to document that. But anyways, enough about me. I think Ramona, she is a conversational starter, and I would have liked the extension, but good for her for doing something different.
Yes.
It's like that one time she's going to do it.
I agree that it was edgy. She said an edgy look for her edgy apartment. I don't think her apartment's edgy.
Modern.
Beautiful. Love it. Love the apartment. Don't think it's edgy. She was the edgy
I think she took the edge yes. to make it modern.
Yes. So... Harry Dubin arrives, and I saw somebody say that there was no mention of Aviva, which, I mean, Aviva isn't in the show anymore, so it kind of makes sense.
Aw, Aviva.
But mentioned that obviously Sonia and Luann both have had relations with Harry. But, you know, Ramona hasn't, even though they're kind of flirting. And why would Ramona invite
that.
Harry? Mm-hmm. And you said, you don't think sometimes always Ramona's being malicious. And at this point, I didn't think Ramona was doing malicious. I was not hating Ramona this episode, and you know me, usually I'm a little bit hard on her.
Yeah.
Didn't hate her this episode until later on when Missy arrived, and I was like, now you're doing. Oh,
she had you for a few minutes.
I don't remember how many friends I have, and I just invite everyone, and then I like there. No.
Yeah.
You did that on purpose. You know you did.
Even with Sonia, her best friend who knows did the best out of the entire cast, called her out and called her a troublemaker.
Yeah,
so.
Potster.
Yeah.
And Tinsley's warding off Harry, and Harry makes this. He's like, it looks really nice on your chest. So awkward, Harry.
I know. Way to make a situation more awkward.
And yeah, Sonia calling him out. They do talk about Bethany, who is not coming to the party. She did RSVP no. She said, I don't like her. I'm not going. And Ramona thought this RSVPing no was actually a step in the right direction because she goes, at least she RSVP'd. And Ramona did mention she is going to try and reach out via text and maybe a small get-together. This party wasn't the ideal place, which I agree with. I think they need to have a conversation, just the two of them.
Wait, can't wait for that.
Zero alcohol involved because Ramona does mention she thinks she blacked out. That's why she lashed out. Maybe just a Xanax.
But I do think, I mean, why doesn't she just call her?
Take another Xanax!
I knew you were going for that. I think that she should really just call her and leave her like a voicemail. Sometimes it's better to be more personal that way. I think anybody could do a text. I mean, I have my friends draft my text sometimes when I'm going in a tight situation. Yeah. It's better to just leave a voicemail and so she can absorb it. It's kind of like the games are in your hands. You know, once that's over, you don't have to think about it anymore. Texts are just so impersonal.
Well, and she says that, you know, in true friendship, you make a mistake and then you move on.
She's so used to fighting with Bethany. But she is so obsessed with Bethany. I think she really adores Bethany. That whole situation where she blacked out, which I watch continuously, it's just so bad.
I think she knows not having Bethany on her side is a move in the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the reason why. Because if you're not on Bethany's good side, you're on her bad side. And that means potentially less camera time. That means...
potentially losing your contract.
Not that she doesn't appreciate Bethany's friendship. And like I said a couple weeks ago, I do agree that that Ramona was actually a good friend of Bethany's. She's done a lot of good to Bethany and for Bethany and vice versa. But we can't negate the fact that Ramona has done some really great stuff and been there for Bethany. And I think this argument, as bad as it was and as bad as Ramona just keeps going down this rabbit hole and keeps digging herself further in the hole, she really needs to control her drinking or... whatever she's taking at the time to, if she wants to fix this relationship with, if she truly, really does want to fix this relationship with her.
Yeah. And if Bethany is just I don't know. I think Bethany is just going to end up forgiving her, I hope, just for the sake of just the memories and all the time that they had together. It's just so hard because you work with these people. It's easy to just drop and fall out with somebody that you're never going to see. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They're out of your life. But if you have somebody that close with you on a daily basis, we'll see. I have a feeling they might link up again and kind of get back to where they were in a different way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Missy. Arriving.
Oh, that girl.
And
did you see this go to sleep? That's amazing. I love that part, remember?
Yes.
Go to sleep.
So we've got Missy, Tom's ex there. So basically what happened was when Luann and Tom were on a date, Missy walked in on them kissing and realized, oh, well, Tom's not just dating me, he's also dating Luann, and basically ended their relationship there. Ramona had met up with her and another friend a few weeks back, and, you know, Ramona was kind of stirring the pot here with this situation, getting the details on Missy and their relationship and finding out Tom's backstory. And right away, Luann looked a little bit uncomfortable and then composed herself and did well. But and Missy even asked what was on Tom's hand, and he said he was still getting used to it.
That was a little flirty.
And then Luann asks about her. And I can tell, even though she's smiling, she's really annoyed.
Yeah. It's the worst.
And she's playing it off. She's not happy. And I would not be happy.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't be happy with Ramona for being there. I wouldn't be happy with Tom for talking. I honestly, if that was my boyfriend and I knew the situation, especially if he was my husband.
Oh yeah.
At that party, if I would have saw him walk over to her, I would have nope.
Yeah.
Nope. You lost those privileges. Whether or not she's like, "Oh, I'm friends with my exes." You lost that privilege.
Yes.
When you got caught.
Yeah, no good.
We don't know who he got caught making out with anyway. The Regency, do we?
No. It just has to be the most awkward thing ever, just in general, when you run in with your ex, with your new partner. It's always the most awkward thing ever. So I thought Luann handled it pretty well. At the end of the day, she's the one with the ring. I think women that get married, they always say, I got the ring, this. I mean, if they have a baby, I have the baby. Mm-hmm. But for Missy, she kind of looked a little kind of...
Well, and that's why the conversation with Harry, when Harry was hitting on her, was...
Look at Harry doing the little investigating tonight.
Doing the and him being her saying, you know, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, I mean, that was good for her. That was a good little just get that on the mic, get that on the show. I mean, it's unfair that that had to happen to her, but we'll see. I don't know if Missy's trying to get on the show. I don't know what this whole Missy thing is.
What her whole angle? I feel a little bit like she's not as bad as Kim D.
Oh gosh!
But we're getting to that territory where now she's like inserting herself into these situations.
Yeah.
And you had to have known, let's be honest here, you're going to a party. You're not a cast member on the show. You know all the cast members are probably going to be there. You know Luann is probably going to be there. She's recently married. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah. She wasn't ready. I don't think if she was going there to make an appearance to really try to, like, make a name for herself, you got a D. You had to be, like, full force. You had to be, like, right in there, and I just didn't think she had it. Sorry.
No, agreed.
But what I think, coming completely full circle in our podcast, I think that Tinsley, I think what attracts me to her is that there's no real motive for her being on the show. She's kind of just inserted herself in this, and we're just kind of seeing her grow up again. Mm-hmm. And I think with other women that they hire and they bring on the show, you can see right off the bat, oh, okay, like they're just intentionally trying to create things. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing that with Tinsley. So no. I think this was kind of like a way for us to get to know her again more.
And that hits us at the end of the episode, aside from, you know, Sonia telling Ramona she's the pot stirrer.
Mm-hmm. Calling her out.
So let's get into some predictions for next week.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I'm predicting we're going to see a Ramona and Bethany encounter. It's probably going to be a group one. I definitely don't think Bethany is ready to have a one-on-one just yet.
Do you think she's going to invite Bethany to Vermont? Because it looks like that, so the, you know.
I don't think so. I think it might be when they, either before that or after that, they might come into, there might be a little party or something that somebody throws where they see each other forcefully before they go to Vermont, okay. Before Bethany goes snowboarding or after. So we'll have to see. But I'm hoping for an encounter between them. And I need Bethany to stay in the room. I can't have her leave. She can't go back to the city. She can't fly back there. She needs to just sit there. I need her to sit there.
Well, if somehow Ramona ends up in Vermont at Bethany's whatever trip that she's playing, Bethany can't leave. Yeah. Because she planned this trip. So if that is the case and that's where they're meeting, that gives her no way out.
Yeah. Maybe she might have invited Ramona to... She finally reaches that point where she's like, you know what? I got to invite her, whatever. And then they go and they have that hash out. But yeah, we'll see.
It looks more like the anger is going to be, or frustration is going to be directed at Tinsley.
Oh, I know.
Because Tinsley's talking about how she's stressed about everything and she's having bad dreams about her ex-boyfriend. And basically, they're telling her to get over it.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I think we're going to see a lot of tension between Bethany and Tinsley, and that's going to make for great TV because she's developing a real friendship with Carol, so that can form a little, you know, diamond there. And for Bethany to be super insensitive, I mean, I only saw what we saw, which was like 5 seconds. I think Bethany, I don't know, she was a little insensitive to that, and considering what Bethany has been through, she should be a little bit more understanding.
I agree with that, with you on that 100%. And one more quick question about Sonia and Ramona and Luann's lunch, it appears, where Sonia mentions, you know, that she slept with Tom, but that Ramona didn't. And Luann tells her she actually has to apologize. And I hope Luann puts her foot down and really makes Sonia apologize, because now at this point they are married. It's one thing.
It's disrespectful.
Now it's disrespectful.
It's so nasty.
Stop talking about you sleeping with my husband. Get over it.
Yeah, she needs to stop at some point, and I think I'm really hoping Luann gets that apology, because Sonia just needs to stop. She didn't win that battle. She didn't get the yacht.
She didn't get the helicopter.
Mm-mm, she didn't get any of that. She didn't get any of those Tom perks. So,
and she could get those things with Rocco.
I know. She better make her mind up.
All right. Well, you guys, that has been this week's episode.
So
Thomas, where can everyone find you?
Hey guys, you can follow me at Thomas Relina. Please make sure to follow me. And also, I'm working on a very big project, probably the biggest project of my career. So make sure to follow my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can follow me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. Thank you for the birthday love last week. It was really, I appreciated the end for the girl that said, I've been going through some stuff because of my family, because of my mom. Thank you last week. I really appreciate that. Thank you guys for the positive comments, and we'll see you all next week.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.